pharmacy is.
Tune in to From the Streets with Bob Law, which gives voice to a wide range of black and progressive political and cultural perspectives. That's 11 to noon Saturdays here over listener-sponsored WBAI New York.
99.5 FM, WBAI New York.
Attention, people on the station, attention. It's 10 o'clock Friday night, and the Harlem Connection has just arrived at New York Station 99.5.
Welcome aboard the Harlem Connection, where, thanks to the support from the Greater Harlem Chamber of Commerce, we connect you to an eclectic array of artists and others from different areas and different eras who, in some way, connect to the cultural mecca of Harlem, USA.
Passengers, please sit back and let your musical conductors, DJ Black Icon 1, Mama Soul, and The Lore, take control. The Harlem Connection is about to roll.
Passengers, welcome aboard the Harlem Connection. I am your executive producer and one of your musical conductors, The Law.
And I am the co-conductor, Mama Soul.
Right on.
And wait, hold on. But we're not in this alone, Law. I mean, we have a journey packed full of friends this evening. Like, what's that all about?
Yeah, the studio is kind of packed tonight. Okay, so here's what happened. So for whether you're a first-time listener or you listen regularly, our show is called The Harlem Connection. I live in Harlem. I love Harlem, and I ride the number 3 train to go home most of the time. The other day I decided, let me try to do something a little bit different. I was waiting on the uptown side, and instead of taking the 3, a 2 train came. I'm like, all right, cool. I get on the 2 train. Now the 3 train, last stop, 148th Street. I'm on the 2 train, wasn't paying attention. Mama Soul, it turns out above Harlem, there's an entire borough. Did you know that?
You bugging.
Like, no,
you're talking crazy.
I couldn't believe it.
Like, you're talking crazy, man.
Yeah. I was like, wait, why is the train going further? It kept going north and north.
Oh,
and
what?
Yeah. There's actually places outside of Harlem, which is kind of amazing. A little terrifying for someone like me, but you know what? New adventures. So I ended up riding the train and eventually ended up in the Botanical Gardens in the Bronx and bumped into these dope DJs that go by Uptown Vinyl Supreme, and figure, you know what? Let's bring them along, because it turns out that just like we have Harlem Week, a festival celebrating what's great about Harlem here uptown in Harlem, turns out they got the Bronx Week in the Bronx. So we are going to be joined by Uptown Vinyl Supreme for this journey and learn a little bit about the Boogie Down Bronx as well. So
you're making friends everywhere you go.
Look at us. Look at us growing. Look at us growing. So Uptown Vinyl Supreme, you're in the studio, you're in the building. Welcome to Harlem. Let our passengers know who y'all are.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you for that introduction. I'm happy to be here. Maybe we could each go around introducing ourselves since we're a little hefty crew. I'll start it off. I'm Rainey. I am also known as Bruhex Boogie for Uptown Vinyl Supreme. My pronouns are they, them, and I'm one of the co-founders of UVS for short.
Yes, I go by Sunny Chiba, also founder of UVS.
I am Josh Huey. I go by the name sometimes as Silver Disco. I'm a huge disco fanatic, and I go by he, him.
Peace, I'm Buddy all the time, and happy to be here as well.
All right, so welcome to the studio. Welcome aboard the Harlem Connection. And we've got questions, and then we're going to turn over the turntables to y'all, because I'm going to keep it real. I don't know nothing about spinning no vinyl. So first question is, why vinyl?
Of Savannah Supreme was born out of a necessity of creating a space for like-minded individuals to get together in the Bronx and preserve our culture, preserve these records, and basically create a portal for people to time travel in.
Oh, I'm going to interrupt for 1 second. So y'all were sitting around at a conference room table one day and said, you know what? We got to create a portal for the culture. Is that how this all went down?
Something like that. I mean, it really started in 2015. A friend of mine by the name of Rosa Angelica at the time, we were both organizing music showcases and open mics in the Bronx. We called it Live from Underground. We had some open mics at a yoga studio and at different spaces in the Bronx. And then we saw an opportunity to create music showcases. After doing our first music showcase, we felt, oh man, it would be great to have like an after party. And that's where I was like, okay, you know, I really would like to get into DJing and really seize the opportunity. So I had met Buddy within that year and he collected vinyl. And I met Rainia, who I've known for a while, had just spoke about getting his records from his dad's storage and all his old material. And I was like, let's just bring our records out and see what happens. And after the first party, people kept asking for more and we kept coming back.
And where was the first party? At a park? At a house? Like, how did this all originate?
It was at a venue called Mr. Magoo's Pub in Kingsbridge Heights.
Copy. So here's what we're going to do. We're going to go a little bit back and forth. We got questions. We want the people to learn about Uptown Vinyl Supreme. We want people to learn about the Boogie Down Bronx and the connections between the Bronx and Harlem. But first, let's let the people know how y'all get down on wax. So we're going to come back with more questions, but next stop, good music aboard the Harlem Connection.
Mi amor es del cielo, mi amor no se va. No tiene principio, no tiene final. Pero tu rencor no deja apreciar mi amor por ti. Oh, you don't know, you don't know, you don't know, you don't know how glad I am. Mi amor es tan puro como un manantial. Mi amor es inmenso como agua del mar. Pero tu dolor no deja apreciar mi amor por ti. Oh, you don't know, you don't know, you don't know, you don't know how glad I am.
Ay,
quisiera muy dentro de ti penetrar, poder más allá, llevarte hasta el cielo, juntos contemplar cómo yo me siento, cómo yo me siento si a mi lado estás. Mi amor es sublime, mi amor sin igual, con toda ternura te vengo a entregar, pero tu dolor no apreciar mi amor por ti. Ay, oh, you don't know, you don't know, you don't know, you don't know how glad I am. Ay, 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 ay. Oh, you don't know, you don't know, you don't know. We'll be right back.
4. Showing up in the bottom. Come on, hit it a lick one time, Steve. Huh. day in reality. So listen close and you all will hear about the devastating body rocker of the year. One young man born to be an MC, the only one to watch it with a guarantee. Because I dress to impress, guaranteed to be a hit. I walk down the street, the girls are jumping on it. I got the ladies on my left, he's on my right. The ladies follow me all through the night. Cause I'm the one with the action, the king of satisfaction. You listen to my rhythm, there is a chain reaction. Goes up your back and comes down your spine. And when it hits your head, it's gonna blow your mind. And if you're from the Bronx and you hear the sound, come on everybody, boogie down, boogie down. Gonna make you move.
peace, everyone. Thanks for tuning in to the Harlem Connection on WBAI and Rhythm and Soul Radio. What you heard first was La Lupe's rendition of How Glad I Am. And La Lupe is originally from Cuba, but she spent the last parts of her life in the Bronx. And after transitioning, she was actually commemorated in Harlem at City College and their performance center, where they gave tribute to her life and music. After that, we had Eddie Palmieri and Harlem River Drive with a live from Sing Sing Prison version of Azúcar, aka Sugar. And Eddie's connection to Harlem and the Bronx is that he was born in Harlem and raised in the Bronx. And after that was Gil Scott-Heron's The Bottle. And Gil's connection to both Harlem and the Bronx is that he was partially raised in the Bronx and began his music career in Harlem. Next was Man Parrish featuring Freeze Force and their song Boogie Down Bronx. Man Parrish is also connected to Harlem by way of production on the following song, which is COD's electro rendition of Gil Scott's The Bottle. Next is the Jimmy Castor Bunch, It's Just Begun. And although Jimmy was raised in Harlem, that particular song is a Bronx hip-hop institution all by itself. Last, but absolutely not least, is Angela Bofill's Rough Times. Angela's from the Bronx, but shares her singing roots with the Dance Theater of Harlem Chorus.
All right. That was kind of dope. All right. If you just tuned in, the show has been hijacked. This is the Harlem Connection to the Boogie Down Bronx. And we have guest musical conductors in the building today. We are being joined by Uptown Vinyl Supreme. They showed you how they get down. And we're going to get into some more good music with them in just a little bit. But brother got questions first. Oh, sorry. I am the law. I am one of your normal musical conductors, although I'm feeling like I might need to retire after that last set. And, and the laughing sister is...
Well, this is Mama Soul. And I'm just saying, you know, like the song goes, up in the Bronx where the people are fresh.
Yes.
Yes. We are happy to have you all aboard the Harlem Connection and the rolling out some fly dope vibes. And yeah, let's just get into the science behind the whole collective and what your mission, what your purpose is, and what brings you joy about even touching vinyl and just being around it. You know, like let's that's my question. What is a happy joy moment for you just being in this movement?
I can say, at least for me, and this is Josh, I love performing with vinyl because it's the physical aspect of it, right? To be able to hold that special track and just know that the DNA of the track is in there, right? It's not zeros and ones. It's not compressed audio. You know, the song is in there. So to be able to take that track, put it on the turntable, put the needle on the record, and see my crowd react and make them fall in love is priceless to me. So priceless.
So where are the muscles? There are a lot of muscles associated with carrying vinyl. It's, you know, as opposed to an MP3 or a flash drive. You know what I'm saying? You got to have a little muscle up in there. So when you spin out, how many crates do you bring?
Oh, boy. I bring the most out of the crew. Usually you should take at least one crate. Me, I don't know what I'm going to expect from the crowd. I want to bring a little bit of everything, of soul, of funk, of disco. So I sometimes come with two or three, but standard, just one crate.
Okay. So I've got a question, and I'm going to direct this one to Rainey. So Mama Soul just finished saying a great quote, up in the Bronx where the people are fresh. And the reason I like the quote is the line is from a Harlem raised rapper, Curtis Blow, but he's talking about AJ, his DJ, who obviously from the lyrics is from the Bronx. So my question for you is, how do you see Harlem and the Bronx in terms of similarities, but also in terms of differences? In what ways do you feel like the Bronx inspires Harlem, Harlem inspires the Bronx, and in what ways are you like, yeah, you know what, that works in Harlem, but not so much in the Bronx or vice versa?
Wow, that's a really thoughtful question. I think, one, geographically, I think Harlem and so-called, or, you know, geographically or, you know, border-wise, the Bronx, they're on the same land. They're separated by some water, a river, you know, but I think inherently the people that have migrated, have moved, are in proximity. You know, many families, I know historically families that folks that grew up in the Bronx also have family in Harlem. Or for myself, I grew up in the South Bronx, but I went to school in Harlem for a bit. And I was introduced to what I thought would be a new style or differences, but it wasn't. It wasn't really a new style. It was just a different way of seeing it, a different different context. You know, I think I was up in the Bronx. I was, you know, Caribbean born, Caribbean raised, in a household that spoke primarily Spanish. Coming to Harlem was my real first Black experience in the sense of a diasporic connection, right? So. And then, like, connecting the history of Harlem, right? Like, so many folks migrating from the South to Harlem and to create the Harlem Renaissance, quote unquote, the Harlem Renaissance, but movements that have been named by others, but it's just collections of people, you know, migrations of people. And back to your question, like, what separates or what unites? I think more things unite the Bronx and Harlem than separate. I think it's just a difference of a name, to be honest with you. I think both hold such you just named it with Curtis as an example, but both of them hold like the quintessential elements of music, style, culture. And we could go on for days about competition, but really unity is where it's at.
Beautifully said, beautifully said. And we are going to hear more from the Uptown Vinyl Supreme Collective. But first, we're going to hear how they get down on the wheels of steel. So you already heard one set. We're going to get into another, and we're going to come back with some more questions. You are listening to The Harlem Connection, and this journey is entitled The Harlem Connection to the Boogie Down Bronx.
Check Avenue. Pacific Avenue. And then you take it higher. Hey, we gonna rock down to Electric Avenue. Electric Avenue.
Rock it in the night.
Take it higher. Electric Avenue.
Rock it in Miami,
Miami. Electric Avenue.
Oh, in a Bronx town.
You're listening to the sounds of Uptown Vinyl Supreme on The Harlem Connection. This is Josh Hubie, and you just listened to Eddie Grant, Electric Avenue. In 1991, Grant was actually the host of the first annual Caribbean Music Awards right here at the Apollo Theater. And up next, we got some good old James Brown, one of my favorites, Hot Pants, who had his debut at the Apollo in 1956.
Hot pants! I dig riding and walking. I feel mellow. They're giving me the fever like any other fella. The hot pants! I dig riding and walking. I feel mellow. They give me the fever like any other fella. But tell me, dude, it's going up. I'm popping, giving me a bit. The feeling I'm getting. Just won't quit. Hot pants. Yeah. Hot pants. The girl over there. Hot pants on. Fellas. Fellas. Hey. I want to talk about the one over there. Hey. Can I talk about the one over there? Hey. The red dress going there. Hey. Sit down.
growing stronger day by day. Cause we got
love. Sometimes the good
part, it's always there for us to share. And girl, it sure feels good,
so good
to know you're by my side. Cause we're just two
high hearts
that beat as one
to the Harlem Connection. That was George Benson, Love Times Love, one of my favorites. Fun fact about George here, he was part of the Harlem Underground Band that came out of Winley Records, right out of 125th Street. Up next, we got some Bobby Womack, who has produced the soundtrack for Across 110th Street. And here's one of my favorites from him, Secrets, because we all got some secrets, you know.
Chicken. And all if it was good enough to be fingered.
And up next, we got Gary Bartz, who produced in January 1971 here in Harlem the Harlem Bush Music Compilation. And this is one of my favorite songs of his, Funked Up.
We'll be right back.
All right. Oh, I'm feeling it. I'm feeling it. I'm feeling it.
Hey, y'all. This is Mama Soul here. I am a hot, sweaty mess, courtesy of the Uptown Vinyl Supreme Collective. Thank you very much for that. So, I'm not in this alone. Who else is with me in this journey, sir?
Well, I am your colleague, The Law, but don't nobody care about us today. I mean, after that set, they want to hear about Uptown Vinyl. They want to hear from Uptown Vinyl. So, UVS got some more questions for you, and then we're going to get to some more music. So, I'm throwing this out to Buddy. Buddy, yes. Actually, this one is not kind of really from me. This is from our friend, colleague, friend of the show, frequent guest musical conductor and woman of class extraordinaire.
My ear's getting hot, yeah.
Liquid.
Liquid.
And Liquid said, please send my love to Rainy, Buddy, and Sunny, and to Josh. So now my question is from DJ Liquid. She said, one of my favorite things about UVS, Uptown Vinyl Supreme, is your commitment to community, educating the youth, and healing through music. Now, we've heard y'all on the Wheels of Steel. Please talk about that aspect of the mission of UVS.
All right. Well, thank you, Liquid. It's inherent, first of all. You know, I think we all try our best sincerely and keep coming up with ideas and things we've done in the past. We did a hip-hop summer school that Liquid was actually part of. A few years ago, over the course of a month at the Kingsbridge Heights Community Center, where we introduced dozens of the kids there to the fundamentals, right? The pillars of hip hop. We've done that, you know, more often than not. If there's a child, wherever we're spinning, we find a way to incorporate them, you know, to see someone's, I don't remember my first scratch, you know, but countless times we told the kid what to do, where to put your hand, and it's magic, right? Because it's like nothing else in the world.
So we've heard how y'all get down on the turntables. We know that y'all are DJs. I'm gonna just keep it real. Like, most DJs are not necessarily going, oh, but let me also teach the youth. So how did, and I'm gonna throw this one to Sunny, how did that aspect of being mission fulfilled in terms of community service, like, how did that come about?
So that opportunity came about through a friend who at the time was working at Bronx Council of the Arts. It was Delasia Foreman. Shout out to Delasia. And she was talking about how there was grant opportunities for people in the Bronx that they give away every year, specifically for community work. And she kind of came to me and was like, how can you take what you guys do already authentically and propel that and bring it into a way that educates and bringing in the youth? So when I came to the guys, like, okay, so there's grant money out there. How can we propel our mission of preservation, culture, and education, and really take an idea and like run with it? And the first thing that Buddy said was hip hop summer school. And we were like, oh, genius. And from there, we, you know, took time at a cafe, writing out this grant. We also raised money on a Kickstarter. So we got $5,000 from Bronx Council of the Arts, an additional $5,000 on our Kickstarter, totaling of $10,000 to be able to bring free programming to Kingsbridge Heights Community Center, to be able to pay artists and special guests and bring equipment to the space. It was a beautiful experience. It was a humbling experience. This is a community center that is in my neighborhood, that is in our neighborhood, who I've went to teen parties when I was a youth. So being able to like really bring it full circle just felt right. It felt like, man, if somebody was to bring me turntables and teach me at that age, like where would I be now, you know, versus when I started when I was 25, you know?
That is I appreciate all of that. It's inspiring and uplifting. And I'd be remiss if I did not say that the sister you just heard from, Sunny Chiba, is actually going to be in Harlem again, spinning underneath the marquee of the Apollo Theater in about a month, on June 21st, in front of the Apollo Theater, outdoors, free. So part of Make Music New York. So if you're enjoying the show, you can catch some of the flavor live in person on 125th Street with our very own Sonny Chiba. So big up, big up. Let's do some more music, and then we're going to come back. I got about two or three more questions that I'm dying to know. So, okay, next set coming from UVS, Uptown Vinyl Supreme, aboard the Harlem Connection.
WBAI, New York.
Billy Holiday, one and only.
All of me. Why not take all of me? Can't you see I'm no good without you? Take my lips, I want to lose them. Take my arms, I'll never use them. They are goodbye, left me with eyes that cry. How can I go on, dear, without you? You took the part that once was my heart, so why not take all of me? All of me. Why not take all of me? Can't you see I'm no good without you? Take my lips, I want to lose them. Take my arms, I'll never use. You took the best, so why not take the rest? Hey, baby, take all of me.
Thank you, Billy.
Thank you very much.
Yes, yes.
A real pleasure. Well, that's just a little bit of the applause.
You're tuned into the sounds of Uptown Vinyl Supreme. In.
You're going to come back and see us sometime?
On the Harlem Connection.
We'll be looking forward to that album.
I go by Sonny Chiba, and that was, of course, Miss Billie Holiday. Billie Holiday, for her 100th birthday, was inducted into the Hall of Fame of Apollo Theater, and also started her career amongst many others. And next up, we have Ella Fitzgerald, who actually performed for the first amateur night at Apollo Theater and won. She was only 17 years old and was at the time homeless in the streets of Harlem. And she later spoke in an interview and said that her friends actually dared her to perform, and that's why she did.
Fine.
toss and turn at night. I hold my pillow very tight. Wake up to find the covers on the floor. I can't go on since you've been gone. Sometimes I don't know what I'm for. See, I don't know what it told you about the better life. His better thoughts and how he can treat you better. But none of that will keep you on at night. He'll give you more, but who could have a better love?
Better love. While I was picking out my records, I really focused on a theme, and my theme is folks who are connected to the Apollo Theater. So Luther Vandross, Aretha Franklin, both started their careers and the Apollo Theater, and a lot of the other musicians that you will hear today either performed in the Apollo Theater or inducted into the Hall of Fame at Apollo Theater. That's really the vibes for today. All the time.
missed you. Bringing sparkles to your eyes, like a trip to heaven. Heaven is the prize, and I'm so glad I found you. Yeah, you're an angel in disguise.
Yes. Michael Jackson took the stage at the Apollo Theater for the first time with his group Jackson 5 in 1967, and immediately after, their music skyrocketed. Next up, we have Quincy Jones, who is also part of the Apollo Theater Hall of Fame, as well as Michael Jackson and many others. Uptown Vinyl Supreme.
Don't go mess with his walking stick. Not to do. waste my time throwing trash. So if you go to my school, you got the honest rule. Don't let your mouth write a check that your body can't cash. If you never had it, don't tear no mind. I know you're gonna get it if you take a little time. Take a piece from the east, a piece from the west. Put it where it feels good, let the dude do the rest.
We are having big fun in the studio. You are aboard the journey entitled The Harlem Connection to the Boogie Down Bronx. I am one of your normal musical conductors, The Law, but for this particular journey, it's all about Uptown Vinyl Supreme. They are visiting us from the faraway lands of the Bronx, and we are pleased to have them in studio with us as they show how they do. And this whole episode is showing how we connect to the Bronx and vice versa. Now, here's my question. Y'all been doing your thing for years. You, whether it's summer stage or performing outdoors, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. My question is, who have y'all met where you played it cool? You played it cool, but you guys in your hearts are like, yo!
Oh my gosh, so many, to be honest. We have been able to grace the stage with so many people.
I want to know who is the person or the people that made y'all like giddy, nervous, like hyped, what have you. Rennie, I'm gonna throw this one to you first.
You gonna put the pressure on me. maybe we could each go around, but I'll go first because I know for a fact that we met Kool Herc, and I believe we were in the proximity of Kool Herc's sister. I don't know if it was like a direct conversation, but just to know those two, right? Kool Herc and Kool Herc's sister. I feel like they are the genesis. You know, they are the genesis of this thing we call hip hop in the Bronx. So that's mine. I'll pass it on.
All right, buddy, you're up next.
Getting to know Easy Mo B.
Sorry.
Okay, and Josh just co-signed. Okay.
And I'll tell you because, you know, for years before becoming friends with him, there was a point just listening to his music over the years. I remember this is like 15, 16 years ago, and I said to myself, I said, that's the kind of career, if I made music and were a producer, I would want that kind of career where, you know, you work with, right, the spectrum of artists, right? He produced Miles Davis' last album, right? He produced like a third of Biggie's first album. You know, at the time it was when I had that thought, whatever the latest Alicia Keys album she had out, that's what I was listening to. And it had his production on her cover of If I Was Your Woman. And it had like, he kind of flipped the warning beat again. And then, you know, I made it a point one day when early in, when UVS was starting out, I said, he's spinning at this place. There's 12 hours of DJs. I'm gonna go and hope he's there in like the 40 minutes I have. And he was, and I talked to him and I said, hey, I'm doing this. And you know, and we became friends. And so he's just, you know, he's a legend, but such a great guy, which is, that's a great fusion, you know?
Well, we're on radio, but so the folks can't see, but Josh was just shaking his head emphatically. So that's a definite cosign on that one. So Sonny, same question to you.
I would say for me, it would definitely have to be Pete Rock and Prince Paul. Yeah, they're iconic.
And where'd you meet them?
Well, they came to a residency that we had in Little Italy and performed for us. And Yeah, I remember P-Rock, after he finished his set, he like waved to me to come. So I had to get my records ready. And I was just like, what do I play after P-Rock? I mean, and I think I ended up playing a Big Pun track.
Okay. All right. Yeah. Representing the BX. I like it. I like it. Now, ironically, that leads to my second to last question, which once again comes from DJ Liquid. So we're going to go round robin. So everybody be ready. Liquid wants to know, what is your go-to record for that moment in the party when you want the crowd to climax? You want to bring the crowd to climax before the wind down. Okay, what is the go-to jam that you play when you try to get the crowd hyped and amped right before you're trying to bring them down? Okay, round robin. Josh.
I want to say Love is the Message.
Ooh, dope. Okay.
Oh, what you said first, baby. That's your spirit.
Love is the Message. That's it.
Okay. Rainey.
I'm going to go with... Black Box, Everybody.
Ooh. Everybody. Okay.
Yes, that's it.
Sunny.
I will have to say, I Want to Thank You, Alicia Myers.
Ooh. Okay. Point of privilege here. When I got married 20 years ago this year, we had somebody singing in Central Park in Harlem. And my wife walked into somebody singing that a cappella. So that is, woo, touched my heart right there. Shout out, baby. Shout out to Mrs. Law. Okay. And Buddy, you're up on that one.
So I'll do the same. I'll go with the first one I thought that gets me every time. So Just Us, Two Tons of Fun.
Love it.
And especially then from that, it's easy to keep the descent going, you know, but for the energy and the spirit of that song. If I'm playing that, to me, it's the right time, and it's a beautiful time of the night. This is Buddy, and my mom said that Sugar Blue is from Harlem, and I'm not going to argue with that. This is the Stones.
Shake it off and do what you want. But let's go up and take the cut the funky, cause I just want to show you some love. I'm up with you, my partner's on the avenue.
New Year's Eve, and D'Angelo was playing with Faith Evans at the Apollo, and I was interested in going, and my mom offered to buy me a ticket, but I passed on it. I don't understand that, but I didn't really want to go alone, but if you've been there, please let me know what that show was like. So that's D'Angelo, Chicken Grease, from a later album. And this is The Wind by The Jesters on Winley Records, which had a very, very long history of recording in Harlem, and I regret not trying to salvage the window on 125th around Madison Avenue about 15, 16 years ago in their former office. It still had the beautiful lettering, Winley Records, in the window. And soon after, the building was renovated, and I don't know what became of that glass or the sign, but this is The Wind.
Yeah. darling, when the star falls, I wish for you. And darling, when I see lovers making love, then I long for you. And when the sun and the stars are shining above, the mountain and the valley, then darling, I look for you. And even until the heavens above can no longer exist, even till then, I shall still love you.
Perfect love
Patience Higgins on saxophone, who gave me a handful of lessons a long time ago at the Harlem School of the Arts, and he was great, and I wasn't, and so I got rid of the saxophone soon after. But that is by Rasa, A Perfect Love. And then we have someone who was still born in Georgia and played in Harlem many, many times. And I was online when he passed for his viewing and memorial at the Apollo. I didn't get in, but it was a beautiful environment all around. Everywhere, every store, every place was playing the music of James Brown. And it was unforgettable, even though I didn't get in.
One, two, three, ho!
Get up, get yourself together, 'cause I'm that funky soul. Red, funky soul. On the island, mom, put yourself together and rhyme that funky soul. Baby, put yourself together and rhyme that funky soul. Going to get it. Going to get it. Got to get some money. Rhyme that funky soul. Got to get some money. Got to get some money. If the man got three, we better well use the three, you understand?
Yeah, all three of them.
Can we use the three? Take them on home, Fred. Take them. Get up. Get yourself together. And I got off your soul.
Brings me to my final question. If people want to learn more about Uptown Vinyl Supreme, want to get at y'all so that you can spin, want you guys to do some community service and teach the youth, want to just find out what y'all are up to, how can they do that?
You can check us out on our website, uptownvinylsupreme.com. We have listings of our events, may it be physical or digital, and we have a contact form there you can reach out and partner with us, may it be for working at a cultural institution or just a regular grassroots community function.
Josh, can you do me a favor? And Renee, I'm going to come to you in a second, but Josh, can you please repeat the website one more again?
Sorry, no problem. The website is uptownvinylsupreme.com.
Uptownvinylsupreme.com. And Rainey, closing us out.
And I was going to add, if you want to know about Uptown Vinyl Supreme, not about centering ourselves, but just pick up a record. Pick up a record wherever you can, whatever record shop, whatever family member, whatever turntable is near you. And that's what it's about, you know. So if you want to connect with us, I think you got to connect with Vinyl, and we'll do the same back to y'all. So thank you so much.
Well, that is so nice of you to say, and it was uplifting, but here's the problem. Y'all just finished putting it down. So we got two options. If you got Vinyl at home, touch it to be one with UVS, Uptown Vinyl Supreme. And if you don't have Vinyl at home, or even if you do, but you want to stay in your lane, uptownvinylsupreme.com. Folks, thank you for taking the time to join us in studio and be aboard the Harlem Connection. We really enjoyed having y'all be our guest musical conductors.
Thank you.
And again, if y'all want to see Sunny live in Harlem underneath the marquee of the Apollo Theater on June 21st as part of Make Music New York Day. And don't forget, it is Bronx Week. Bronx Week continues. Ooh. So, for more information, I don't know, bronxweek.com, or visit WBAI or the Google. All right. So Bronx Week now, Harlem Week in August. Enough respect. You are aboard the Harlem Connection as we bring this train into the station.
And that brings us to the end of the line for this episode of the Harlem Connection.
We thank the nonprofit Greater Harlem Chamber of Commerce and you, the listeners and members of WBAI, for making this opportunity possible for us.
This show and this station can't survive without your support. So if you're able to help with even a $5 donation, please visit WBAI.org/donate or call 212-209-2950 to make a contribution that's appreciated and tax deductible.
And you can support us by taking a moment to tell us what you like more or less of. Our social media handles are Harlem Connect FM on Twitter and on Facebook and Instagram, The Harlem Connection. Our email address is theharlemconnection@wbai.org.
The Harlem Connection is conceived and executive produced by The Law and is conducted by the Musical Pathways Crew Plus One.
It was inspired by the rhythmandsoulradio.com program, Musical Pathways, which was created and executive produced by DJ Black Icon 111 and co-produced and co-hosted by Mama Soul. And they both co-produced this program too.
If you have a friend who would have liked this episode, or if you ever missed one, guess what? No worries. They're available on WBAI.org/archive.
We hope you'll join us again and that you'll bring others aboard for the next ride.
Hello, I'm David Rothenberg, host of a weekly program on WBAI, Saturday mornings from 8 to 10 a.m. I want to call your attention to the upcoming program this Saturday, May 14th, when my guests will include Carolyn Warmus, whose trial 3 decades ago was headlined in the tabloids as the Fatal Attraction Murder Trial. After serving nearly 3 decades in prison, released a couple of years ago, Carolyn will talk about her struggle to clear her name.
You know, David, you and your listeners are getting like an exclusive. This is the first time, I think, publicly with the media, that all of this new evidence to prove my innocence is, yeah.
One of her attorneys joining us is Jeff Deskovic, himself a man who served 15 years in prison in New York State for murder before the Innocence Project cleared him. He will join us with Carolyn as we explore this scramble for justice. Saturday morning, May 14th, 8 to 10 a.m.
Whether you get up early on Saturday morning or stay up late on Friday night, we have good news for you.
Back of the Book, the only radio program that has endorsed hell, will be there for you every Saturday morning at 5 a.m.
Regular listeners will no longer have to figure out which Saturday morning is the alternate one. Back of the Book, every Saturday morning at 5, only here on WBAI New York.
The next WBAI Community Advisory Board meeting will be on Sunday, May 15th at 1 p.m. The meeting will be by teleconference. The call-in number is 623-600-3766. The meeting ID number is 963-003. Everyone is welcome to call in and join the meeting. If you attend 3 out of 4 consecutive CAB meetings and are a member of WBAI, you will become a CAB member. So, please join the CAB, which evaluates programming. Again, the call-in number is 623-600-3766. The meeting ID number is 963-003. Thank you.
Any reason is a good reason to give a vehicle to WBAI. Some do it to avoid the hassles of selling. Some like to skip the costs of repairing, while others just enjoy the good feelings of giving back to their community. But no matter your reason, donating a vehicle to WBAI is a great idea. And it's easy. Here's how it works. Simply call 866-WBAI-CAR. That's 866-922-4227. Or give online at wbai.org/donateyourcar. Our vehicle donor support team will arrange your free pickup. When the driver arrives to tow away your great gift, you'll receive a donation receipt. Vehicle donations have the potential to drive hundreds and sometimes even thousands of dollars to WBAI. Call 866-WBAI-CAR or visit wbai.org/donateyourcar.
Hi, this is Iggy Pop, and you're listening to WBAI in New York, the voice of truth.
I took a pounding from the radio today. I heard the radio say it over and over, and there was no escape.
This is WBAI 99.5 FM in New York.